Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, it's all about onions. If you've never grown onions, you'll be pleasantly surprised because they're super easy to grow, hardy through winter, and ready to harvest anytime you are. Young plants are harvested as green onions or scallions, but the longer you wait, the bigger the bulb, at least until they reach full size at maturity. Onions can be started from seeds, you can buy them as transplants, or the most common way, sold as bunches of immature bulbs, called sets, which are started in the previous year. The reason this is such a popular planting option is that they're the easiest to plant, earliest to harvest, and least prone to disease problems. The only downside is, this option offers the least amount of varietal choices. But I don't mind, since you almost always find choices for red, yellow, or white onions. In cooler climates, plant onions in spring, and in warmer climates, plant in fall or winter. Onions develop mostly top growth during the cooler months and then shift their energy to bulb formation once the weather turns warmer. Raised or mounded beds work best for onions, but either way, make sure your soil is loose, well-drained, and has plenty of organic matter. The term sandy loam best describes this ideal soil for growing happy onions. Okay, so let's assume you're planting sets. Simply poke a hole in the soil and place the small bulb into the hole so the tiny roots are well covered. An inch deep is about right, but don't plant so deeply that the green leafy part is buried. You can set plants close together with the idea of coming back in subsequent weeks and harvesting some of the green onions at the scallion stage. There's no right or wrong here for thinning, since they're always edible, but ultimately, final spacing between mature plants should be about 4 to 6 inches. Once they're planted, onions aren't fussy. In fact, just keep their beds weeded and they thrive on neglect. Just make sure the soil stays moist. Soil that's too dry will cause your bulbs to split. So provide an inch of water each week and you should be fine. If you order onion varieties online or through a catalog, where you live will determine which type of onions to buy. In the South, short day onions are what you need, and in the North, long day varieties are best suited for your region. But if you're picking up sets at your local garden center, you don't have to think about it because they've already taken that into consideration. Now let's talk about pests and diseases. For the most part, onions are fairly pest and disease-free. However, onion maggots sometimes find their way into the soil, where they then bore up through the bulb and feed on the stems. Thrips are another pest that attacks the foliage in summer. Silvery blotches on the foliage are a good sign that they're around, but the thrips are so small you likely won't see them. So a good defense is to keep your garden well-maintained, since thrips overwinter in weeds and plant debris. And when it's time to harvest, you'll know it. It happens in summer, once the foliage falls over. That's your signal. Bend back the foliage to ground level to divert the plant's energy to the bulb. And once the top turns brown, pull the bulbs up, keep them dry, and allow them to bake in the sun for about a week. Once the skin is dry or cured, remove the tops and store it in a cool, dry place where they'll last for months. So that's the down and dirty on growing onions. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.